96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with my girl Nina Brown, and we got the doctor of the vote on the line.
Come on,
we got the doctor of information on the line. We got the doctor that will get you between the lines and tell you the truth and not lie. The one and only Rashad Ritchie is on. Boy, it's election day, baby. We've been talking about this for a long time, homie.
Man, this is the Super Bowl of politics. I'm thankful to be here with you, man. We got a lot of data coming in. And I got to tell you, Frank, all types of records will be broken today. Wow. And I'm talking about across the entire nation. And you both get to have this, you know, front row seat to everything happening in politics right now.
I got to say this, Rashad. The last time we were together, we were sitting there watching this same battle. You know, we were on the air while it was going down, and everybody predicted that Hillary Clinton was going to pull it off. And then as the night went on, states started falling. How you feeling tonight, though?
Well, let me tell you, there are some nuances in the numbers. And let me compare what happened with Hillary Clinton and what's happening now with the Biden-Harris ticket. Hillary Clinton, all polling data within 2 weeks of the election showed that Hillary Clinton was within the margin of error. That meant that every poll that we saw 2 weeks heading into this thing, she was within 3 or 4 points leading Donald Trump. That's well within the margin of error. Sometimes these polls have a margin of error of 3 points up to 5 points, which really means, Frank and Nina, that if the results, or if the polling is within the margin of error, you really should not look at that poll whatsoever. It means absolutely nothing. It simply means it could go either way. Now, here's the difference. Joe Biden is polling well outside of the margin of error in some of the major swing states, and he's polling within the margin of error of states where Trump should easily win. As a matter of fact, Trump easily won places like Georgia and other states. Now these are de facto battleground states. And even if Trump still wins the vast majority of the southern states, he's had to spend time, money, energy, and resources in states that normally he would take that money and spend in swing states. So it's already a net negative. Let me go over some of these numbers across the country. Early voting has been massive. Early vote all across the U.S. North Carolina has already voted up to 95% in early vote of their 2016 overall vote. That means out of all of the people who voted, period, in North Carolina in 2016, 95% of them already voted before Election Day. You're going to see a massive turnout and a massive record-breaking turnout in that state. Florida, Georgia, same thing. 94% of people that voted in 2016 have already voted early in the state of Georgia. You're going to see another massive voter turnout, massive record-breaking numbers. Arizona, Nevada, even Texas. Texas, which was always considered to be a Republican state, has now become a sleeper battleground state this year, where it was always leaning Republican, strong Republican. Now several forecasters are saying Biden could actually flip Texas. I don't really think he can, but he has made Republicans spend a lot more money in Texas than they needed. And in some of these states that are pro-Republican states, Donald Trump is outspending Joe Biden just to secure the states that he should have easily won.
All right, DMV, we are talking to political commentator and talk show host Rashad Ritchie. Rashad, don't go anywhere. We got more questions for you. And DMV, we are taking your calls right now. Call us up. It's Election Day, 202-432-WHUR. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now. Happy Election Day, everybody. Don't forget, use the hashtag HUR poll party and make sure you're posting your pictures and tag us at Frank Ski Show so we can shout you all out on the phone. We have radio talk show host and political commentator Rashad Ritchie breaking down the scenarios of what may happen tonight.
Dr. Rashad, what do you think about Trump saying that he was going to declare the election prior to all of the results coming in just to cause confusion and chaos? Do you think he might try to pull a fast one tonight?
Well, one, I think he will do it. It's not going to change anything. He will likely get on Twitter, do the propaganda thing that he does. This will end up in court. Make no mistake about it. Regardless of how it happens, how massive the victory is one way or the other, it's going to end up in court. You will see something similar that you saw in the year 2000. Here's why. Trump has already laid out his legal strategy in speeches, rallies, as well as his tweets. He has said that he believes massive voter fraud is taking place because of absentee or mail-in voting. I want you to remember, all of our analytics suggest that only 0.0003% of voter fraud will actually take place. That is significantly less than 1%. In other words, statistically insignificant. It cannot overturn the results of an election. And I want everyone to remember this based on what a judge has to think about. A judge, if they look at a case that says, okay, there's voter fraud, that's not how you overturn an election. The voter fraud has to be what's called systemic, and systemic to the degree that it would have affected the outcome of the election. So let's say there is some level of voter fraud. Well, a judge then has to say, well, was it systemic? Meaning, was it pervasive? Did it happen in multiple areas? Was there significant breakdown? And was the number or the total number of votes in the fraud category enough to overturn the outcome of the election? Those are the prerequisites that a judge would have to consider in order to turn or overturn an election result.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Dr. Rashad Ritchie. Rashad, one question I got to ask you. Many people are nervous. People are, you know, all the gun shops are out of guns and ammunition. People are boarding up some businesses in downtown areas. People think that there really may be some sort of protest or unrest. How are you feeling about that?
I feel that it is possible. I want everyone to be safe. No one should go out if they don't have to. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. You do have individuals who feel very strongly about their champion, and their champion, Donald J. Trump, has absolutely protected the rhetoric of white supremacy or white supremacist ideology. And these individuals have been known to be violent and to be criminal. So I would recommend to everyone, exercise your protest today. Exercise your protest by way of voting and being supportive of democracy. And yes, you're going to see this extreme reaction perhaps in pockets throughout the country. And that's because they are now losing what they believe to be was a nation that was not diverse. They wanted a white male dominated societal structure. And that structure has been cracking ever since the election of President Barack Obama, and they are showing their true color. So stay safe, everybody. Don't discount the fact that some of this may actually be a reality.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rashad Ritchie, thank you, buddy. We may hit you up before the day is over, if that's okay.
Man, anytime for any one of y'all. Thank you both.
Thank All right, 96.3 WHUR. Hey, listen, we are doing our WHUR poll party. If you've been to the polls, if you're out and about, let us know what you see on the street. Call us up, 202-432-WHUR. And as Nina Brown says, use the hashtag HUR poll party when you post your picks on social media. All night long, WHUR news department is going to be all around the streets. We're going to be letting you know what is happening with the election results as they come in.